This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I have got your news coming as well as some weather. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined a bipartisan coalition of 44 states' attorneys general, urging Congress to allocate more funds for the security of federal judges and courthouses. The coalition, in a signed letter, highlighted the rising frequency of threats, hostile incidents, and targeted acts of violence against federal judges, their families, and court staff. Judicial security funding has been subject to a hard freeze for two consecutive years, leaving resources inadequate for essential security needs like court security officer salaries, physical monitoring systems, and courthouse infrastructure. Attorney General Nessel emphasized that a functioning democracy requires judges to be able to perform their duties honestly, ethically, and in accordance with the law without fear of violence or intimidation. The requested resources are also needed to fully implement the Vulnerability Management Program established under the 2022 Daniel Anderle Judicial Security and Privacy Act. This act, named for the murdered son of a federal judge, aims to remove judges' personally identifiable information from data broker websites. The letter notes that U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. mentioned the increased threat level in his 2024 year-end report. Trends have continued into 2025, including over 100 judges being doxxed with unsolicited, intimidating deliveries to their homes. In 2024, Nessel's own Hate Crimes and Domestic Terrorism Unit prosecuted 40 cases involving threats against elected officials, 12 of which were targeted judges. The coalition stresses that these increased resources are critical to ensuring the protection of the federal judiciary. Speaking of judges, a judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Almont last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at a hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapon offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. On a bit happier note, residents and visitors are invited to witness the return of Nichols Christmas Light Extravaganza, a long-standing holiday attraction located at 6250 Germania Road, just south of Cass City. The display opens nightly beginning December 5th and runs through December 31st from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. What began in 1981 as a modest home display created by John and Gail Nichol on Robinson Road has throughout the years evolved into one of Michigan's most beloved residential light shows. When their children, Joel Nichol among them, and eventually their own families moved out, their original show paused. But the tradition was revived when Joel, along with his wife Jamie Nichol, brought the arrangements to their home, thereby giving rise to the current version of Nichol's Christmas Light Extravaganza. Over the decades, the display has ballooned in scale. Today, it features well over 150,000 light bulbs, choreographed to a festive playlist, many of them synchronized to music broadcast over a local radio frequency for drivers to enjoy as they pass through. The show blends static decorations with animated features, including illuminated trees, a giant snowman, and classic yard ornaments originally used in the 1980s. Some of the largest and most eye-catching elements, such as a custom-built train and themed scenes, are constructed by the Nichol family themselves. Work on the show begins as early as June or July, with wiring, programming, and installation continuing throughout the fall. Over the years, Nichols Display has become more than just a home decoration. It has blossomed into a seasonal destination. Families across the region now make annual drives to Cass City to experience the lights, making it a cherished part of holiday traditions. The Nichols often greet visitors, hand out candy canes, and take pride and bring joy to their neighbors and longtime fans alike. And after this brief commercial break, we will be back with your national and international news.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And we are back with your national and international news. The U.S. diplomats engaged allies at the United States following, or at the United Nations, my apologies, following reports that a drone strike on a U.N. facility in Sudan killed six peacekeepers. They emphasized Washington's support for an independent investigation and for renewed efforts to protect humanitarian personnel in conflict zones. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, residents of Uvira reported fear and large-scale displacement after the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group took control of the strategic city, prompting aid groups to warn that hundreds of thousands of people may need urgent assistance. And that was it for your news today. We will be coming right back with our local weather after Steve Adamson gives an extended forecast.